of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ding, ding.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
And that's the bottom line.
Check it out.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
There is no other. There is no equal.
And all Americans, they're going to sit.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
That's right. We're coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market. Beautiful downtown Hall of Fame city of Canton, Ohio. Big sports weekend going on the North Coast, because we're ready, Kenny, for WrestleMania 40. Let's go!
No, not WrestleMania 40.
The Rock!
No, not at all,
People's
man.
Champion!
Final Four for
American
the women.
Nightmare!
Tonight in Cleveland. Oh. My goodness, we got the total solar eclipse Monday with the Guardians home opener in Cleveland. I've got a sports card show I'm doing tomorrow in Independence. We got the national championship game for the women on Sunday in Cleveland. We got all kind of stuff.
Men's national championship on Monday, too. But I'm more worried about WrestleMania 40, Saturday and Sunday, Philadelphia, man. Should be a great weekend.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
That's his son.
That's right. Cody Rhodes.
All you Cody crybabies out there.
Wouldn't it be great if he came out with a can of Mellow Yellow? Mellow Yellow?
Too bad he's in such good shape, isn't he?
Oh, I know. He's nothing like his dad.
No.
Daddy is his body. What's he say?
I may not be the athlete of the day.
My hine is too big. My belly is too big.
Oh, too big.
But we're going to get funky like a monkey. Dusty Rhodes. So you're all fired up for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We got a great show, by the way, lined up for everybody today. We got Hall of Famer Leroy Butler joining us. We're going to talk about this great residency program that's going to be happening at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So that's coming up at 4. And then I'm boogieing at 4:30 to drive up to Cleveland.
There it is.
For the Final Four tonight. Caitlin Clark mania. Yeah. It's everywhere.
I've never been to a women's tournament game, but I can't believe that it's ever been this big.
No.
I mean, Caitlin Clark mania is just running rampant right now. And I want to ask you this question, because yesterday, as you were there at Media Day, is this as big as Bird and Magic?
For the women's game, it is. Is it at the same level? No. But when you saw the numbers that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, LSU and Iowa, drew the other night for their rematch of last year's national championship game, the most watched game in women's basketball history.
I think it is bigger. And the reason I say that is, there's no internet back then. There's no ESPN back then.
Yeah.
You had to watch it because it was the only game that was probably televised during the entire tournament, because how many games did they televise back then?
Yeah, not as many. You're right. It's huge. It really is. And we're trying to figure out, all right, that number was 12.3 million, I think it was.
Yeah.
We were talking amongst media members yesterday at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We're thinking 15 million is the number for tonight's game.
Yeah.
And then that could be surpassed on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock if Caitlin Clark plays South Carolina for the national championship.
Interesting matchup tonight, because apparently nobody expected UConn to be there. But you think of UConn and you think of, I don't know how many Auriemma won in a row.
Yeah,
how
he's won 11 total. Jeez. I think at least 4 in a row, I think it was.
I heard a comment that he made about how important this is to women's basketball right now. And the fact that, you know, back in the day, it was either UConn, it was Tennessee, and it was everyone else.
Yeah.
And now it's no different than any other sport on any other level. It seems as though there's parity, but I think the things that they did at UConn and the things that they did when Pat Summitt was at Tennessee paved the way for the women's game to be as big as it is today.
The team right now that is at the top of the game is South Carolina.
Nobody wants to talk about them.
Dawn Staley won her second straight AP Coach of the Year. She's won 2 titles. This is her 4th straight Final Four. And guess what? It's the Caitlin Clark effect against Paige Beckers tonight. And I told you off the air, when Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark came out of high school, Gino Auriemma recruited Paige Beckers. He did not recruit Caitlin Clark, she grew up wanting to be a Husky, but he didn't recruit her. Well, check this out. Paige Beckers in that class, number one overall recruit. Number two, I think, was Angel Reese. Number three is, and I forget the girl's name, that's the starting center for South Carolina. She was the third-ranked recruit, and Caitlin Clark was fourth. So you've got three of the four girls that were in the same high school class playing in this weekend's Final Four in Cleveland. It's going to be – I can't wait to get down there tonight.
Paige Beckers apparently was supposed to be Caitlin Clark, offset by injuries, but then Caitlin Clark didn't take a backseat to anybody, including Angel Reese, who beat her last year on the biggest stage when LSU beat Iowa in the national championship game. But when I think of Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, you know what I think of?
What's that?
Aflac. I just do. She's on that Aflac commercial with Coach K.
Right.
And that team's undefeated. Nobody wants to talk about them.
Her last loss was in the Final Four last year, too. Caitlin Clark and Iowa. So that's the dream rematch. Mm. It's national championship Sunday, Cleveland, Ohio, undefeated. I want to keep saying UConn because I'm so used to saying UConn as the standard. Undefeated South Carolina against Iowa.
Yeah.
And if that's it, those numbers are going to be absolutely insane. I tried calling into the show yesterday.
Yeah, nice cell phone, by the way.
Thank you. That's how crazy it was. The cell phone service down there all day. I had trouble sending out stuff on social media. That's how many media members and people have come downtown for not only the Final Four, but they're already there for the solar eclipse.
Well, then I've got to tell you this. That's a problem. And if Cleveland wants to be a major city and a major market, they have to figure these things out, don't they?
Yeah. Dan Gilbert is usually good within the arena like that. I'm wondering if he'll take it to a new level.
Put a tower on top of that sucker. Yeah. Oh, we can't. There's an airport here. But that's why we can't build a dome stadium.
Well, we'll see what he does. But
I want to apologize real quick before we go any further because I don't know how many times I'm going to confuse NC State and South Carolina.
Okay, that's all right. I called them UConn. It's South Carolina. The game. How about we go nicknames? The Gamecocks of South Carolina. Okay, the Huskies of UConn, the Wolfpack of NC State, and the Hawkeyes of Iowa. That's your matchup. And by the way, Gabby Marshall for Iowa,
Ohio,
an Ohio girl. Mm-hmm. She won two state championships at Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame, and now she has a chance to come home, her home state, and end her career with a national championship in Cleveland, Ohio.
Why McGuff, if he was there, and I'm assuming he was, the head coach at Ohio State, how do you let a girl like that get away? She's good.
Yeah, she can shoot, but she's outstanding defensively. That's her. She's kind of like the glue defensively for them against the other team's guards.
Right, but here's another thing. When you watch Iowa, Caitlin Clark makes all the players around her better, but the thing is this. She's a great passer, right?
Yes.
They don't miss it when they throw to her. When she passes to a teammate, whether it's a layup or a mid-range jumper, they knock it down.
You know why?
That team is good. That's why.
Here's why. Because there's so much attention paid to her that those girls are wide open. And what did Anthony Butch tell us?
Maybe.
What's the three best shots? A wide open three, which is what a lot of those girls get, a layup, and a free throw. And they get a lot of wide open looks because of how much attention Caitlin Clark. And she was the AP Player of the Year again, announced yesterday for the second straight
Cavaliers
year.
Get open jumpers. They miss their shots. I mean, they're good players, Kenny. I mean, they just are. I mean, that team doesn't get a lot of attention because of the fact that it's all Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
But that the team around her is actually really good. Who do you think wins this thing?
South Carolina. How about this?
Where's the money?
I can name you Paige Beckers from UConn. I can name you Caitlin Clark, Gabby Marshall from Iowa. I can't name you one player from South Carolina.
They're undefeated.
I can't name you one player from the men's UConn team, but guess what?
Yeah.
Men's UConn, women's South Carolina, they're the best teams in the tournament that are left. And I'll be shocked,
because
I bet on it, if UConn men and South Carolina women don't win the title.
So is South Carolina women's team favored to win this thing?
They're favored to win tonight by 11.5, and they were the favorite before the tournament started to win it all. So they're undefeated. Like I said, last loss last year in the semifinals, Final Four to Caitlin Clark and company. So should be a lot of fun, and looking forward to being a part of it. I was texting with Anthony Butch from Jackson yesterday, sending him some clips from Caitlin Clark's press conference and everything. And he said, how cool is it down? I said, it's very cool. This is top-notch, state-of-the-art, just like a men's Final Four, the way the NCAA has it set up, and deservedly so. And tonight's atmosphere should be electric, and even more so if it's South Carolina and Iowa on Sunday afternoon.
I'll take the bloodline. Forget about it. I'm more worried about the bloodline. I'm worried about the Rock, Roman Reigns taking on Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. Let's go!
The bloodline. Is that
what
they're calling it?
That's right.
It's a two-day event, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, Saturday and Sunday. And you know what? There's more than one guy that's wrestling more than once. I think Seth freaking Rollins, yeah, he's wrestling twice on the first night, I think.
Jeez, man.
What? I haven't seen the...
Do you think they just
the
don't...
The card. I like calling it the card.
Yes. You don't... I mean... Why have it the same weekend as the Final Four for men and women? Do you don't think they care?
Because it's WrestleMania. Okay, we take a backseat to nothing.
All right. Yeah. See,
well, I'd be good at one of those promos. Yeah. I always wanted to be one of those managers.
I got to do that for one local wrestling match.
I could do it. I absolutely could do it.
They're like, hey, here's what we want you to do. Here's the storyline. We need you to flip us off as you walk into the ring with the ring girls and everything. You know? And I'm like, really?
Dude,
they're like, yes.
When I coached junior high football in the city of Canton 35 years ago, I would give a pregame speech better than any movie you ever saw in your life.
Come on.
I would walk into that locker room and I would take our Letterman's ring and I would slam it down on one of the benches. You guys want one of these? You got to go out there and earn it. I had these kids. How old are you when you're in the seventh grade?
I don't know.
We had a combined seventh and eighth grade team. I'm talking about winning jewelry.
You
want to win a city championship and take this with you for the rest of your life?
What grade are you asking?
Seventh and eighth.
All right. Kindergarten, you're five. First grade, you're six. Second grade, you're seven. Eight.
Okay.
Third grade, you're eight. Fourth grade, you're nine. Fifth grade, you're 10. Sixth grade, you're 11. 12 years
old. Okay, so these kids don't even have their driver's license. You want to win one of these? You got to earn it. Now get out there.
They're looking at you like you're nuts. What's he talking about? I don't want a ring.
Win one for the Gipper. Who's the Gipper, Coach? We haven't even had Chicken McNuggets yet.
Not tonight.
That's right. I could have sworn in front of all of it. Oh, you know what else I used to do?
What?
Okay, so I'm coaching at Lehman. The Lehman colors are red and gray.
Okay.
So I took it upon myself, and thanks to Kevin down at Dumont's, I went and got stickers, and I decorated the helmets to make them look exactly like Ohio State.
Oh, nice.
So we had red jerseys, white pants. Nobody ever had silver. Oh, no, they might have had them. Because it was a former high school, so whatever was left over, we got to use.
Okay.
So I made the helmets look exactly like Ohio State. I would come in, I would give my speech, and then I'd bring in a boombox. I'd make the team listen. I would hit play after, get out there, blah, 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 and they'd do it, okay. But I'd hit play before I would leave, and I'd play the Ohio State marching band.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you know what a bunch of 11-year-olds do when they hear a marching band? Nothing! They don't care about that. It doesn't give them goosebumps. They don't care about OHIO. They don't care about Hang On Sloopy.
Screw them.
Right. Get out there and win. Or you know what used to get to them?
What?
If you don't win tomorrow, we're doing up downs and we're running.
There you go. It got their attention.
It's all that mattered.
Yeah,
it didn't matter about rings. It didn't matter about fight songs. It didn't matter about their helmets. What mattered was we don't have to run our asses off tomorrow.
Juice boxes
good
and
coach.
Orange slices.
We couldn't afford that either.
Coach.
Right.
What do you want?
Right.
Are we going for ice cream after practice?
No. Hell no. Gosh. That's WrestleMania right there.
I will not be paying for it and watching it.
No.
No,
I wouldn't.
You're all fired up, but you're not going to pony up the dollars to watch it.
Saturday and Sunday, there's only two matches I want to see.
Yeah, okay.
I want to see The Rock. I want to see the music when The Rock comes out and says,
is he going to get booed?
He'll get booed after the introduction.
Okay.
Because he's the heel.
Okay.
But when the music hits... And it's hysterical because I was watching one of the shows today and they even said it. And I was watching a Cody Rhodes interview and he said, someone with a Rock t-shirt last week at SmackDown when The Rock came out, booed him.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever booed your team?
Yes.
Yeah, when they lose. I knew you were going to say that. But you would not go to Three Rivers or AccuraSure or whatever it is wearing Steelers gear and boo them when they came out onto the field.
Not on the field. During a game
after
when they stunk.
Fine, yeah. I get it.
Okay.
That's me in every Cavaliers game over the last month.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I'm telling you, it's all part of the whole big scheme, the big picture. Is the fact that when this thing came out, it was supposed to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Versus Roman Reigns.
Bloodlines.
They changed it because Cody Rhodes and his Call to Destiny or whatever they're calling it, their fans dictated that they wanted him to have a chance to wrestle for the title against Roman Reigns on Sunday.
The fans basically forced WWE to change its approach to WrestleMania.
Right.
That's how upset they were.
Now, The Rock has been in this role before.
Yeah.
And he's been the what do they call it, the heel.
Yes.
He doesn't mind doing that, and it's going to be interesting.
It pays the same.
I'm telling you, man, when that music hits, and it's Rock says, and you have it, Brian?
Roman, one of the individuals I talked to, he knows you very well.
This is before The Rock comes out. Talk about the Beatles.
Yeah, right there.
When you hear that and that music starts, it's on. So he gets a microphone, starts calling people out. In Philadelphia.
Oh,
can
wow.
you imagine The Rock at whatever the name of that stadium is now?
Right.
The most electrifying man in entertainment.
It's here on Friday Night SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Can't wait. I just want to see that. And that'll take... probably from the time you hear it at the beginning, if you smell, it probably goes, I would say, 20 minutes at least between the time that that starts and the time he gets to the ring.
Oh, no way.
Oh, they're going to bleed this one out.
Bloodlines. Bleed it out.
Bloodlines. And Cody Rhodes said something about Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns and The Rock now are together.
Yeah.
It's the Bloodlines, the tribal chief.
What are the possibilities that they're supposed to be together, but what if... Roman Reigns and The Rock have like an argument in the ring and they end up wrestling each other instead of like Cody Rhodes?
Absolutely, that's going
to
happen.
Yeah,
The Rock doesn't want
to
always be. He can say he loves being in the role of the heel. Mm. It's a matter of time into the second day of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. Sibling rivalry, whatever you want to call it. The Rock goes up against Roman Reigns, I guarantee it.
Or he helps Cody Rhodes beat Roman Reigns or something like that. Yeah. Right?
I don't think they're allowed to use chairs anymore.
Okay. Well,
Cody Rhodes,
yes. The Rock has come back.
Yes.
Whatever.
To Philadelphia.
Right. Philadelphia, yeah.
To the city of brotherly love.
Oh, yeah. City of Joe Frazier. I remember him very well. That's where he was. All right, so I got to add that on my list of things to check out this weekend. WWE
Busy.
WrestleMania 40.
Busy.
WrestleMania
Busy weekend.
40, yes.
From the sky.
Hey.
I would rather watch WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday than the Cavaliers lose to the Clippers and Lakers.
Lakers tomorrow, Clippers Sunday.
Right.
3:30 in the afternoon tomorrow, LeBron and the Lakers take on the Cavs. I watched the Clippers hold on without Kawhi Leonard to beat Denver last night, 102-100.
So there's your comparisons. If Denver can get beat by the Clippers, and although the teams in the West might be jockeying for position right now, Denver's probably the clear number one, we think.
They're actually a half game out of the number one spot because they lost last night.
Mm.
Yeah, so but they were without Jamal Murray. L.A. was without Kawhi Leonard, so it's fair, you know, fair matchup.
Kind of load management type deal.
And Jokic missed a jumper at the buzzer. It would have won it for him. So it was a good game, but you know what?
Huh.
Donovan Mitchell, did you think Donovan Mitchell looked better the other night? Did he look like he had more
against
spring?
Phoenix?
Yes.
Yeah, he was driving.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He got upset when they were down by 25 or whatever it was, took the team on his shoulders, and got them back to within, I believe, 11 points. But they had dug themselves such a hole, Kenny.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from this. But, I mean, it's just, he looked a little bit better.
I thought so, too.
It scares me, the fact that he had platelets injected into his knee.
Hey, whatever.
And I don't know what that means.
Kobe Bryant had that done. What they do is they my understanding is, and any doctors out there want to call and correct me, please do, they draw blood, They take it, they spin it somehow, whatever that does
spin
to it.
Spin it on, big fella!
And then they inject it back into the site where you're having the pain, which was his knee.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant supposedly had that done years ago, and you had to leave the country in order to get that done. Now, you can get it done in the United
States.
Just
like anything else. Yes. But the thing is, until Big Pharma can get their fingers on it, find out a way to make money on it. Yeah. We get that. The thing is this. When I hear something like this, I'm wondering, does that mean surgery is inevitable? Are you just delaying the inevitable here? Or is this fresh blood platelet cocktail going to heal this thing?
I do not have an answer for you. Don't know.
Doctor, you ain't no doctor.
I told you I wasn't, and I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn last night, so I'm not playing one on the radio today.
Platelet rejuvenation,
whatever.
I want it.
I'll, you know what, for my hips?
Yeah.
Right now, knock on wood, don't need surgery, supposedly, but I'm in physical therapy. If I can get platelet injections and as opposed to getting cut on, I'll try it.
He was running.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and it worked for Kobe a few years ago. So I think Tiger Woods had it done as well. And back then, it was obviously cost you a ton. But
I guess if they have a shot that can make you lose weight now,
why not
have something to shoot it into your knee and heal it?
Shoot it, big fella. Into your knee. Make it feel better.
Spit on it, big fella.
Spit on my knee, big fella.
And make me feel better. Love is in the air.
I said this yesterday. I mean, as we get closer, and what is there, 6 games remaining?
The Cavaliers are 46-31, so that's 77 games, 5 games left.
So if they were to end the season today, it would be 3-6.
Yes.
I don't want to take on Miami. I would much rather take on the Knicks and their banged up roster than either Miami, Orlando, maybe Orlando, Indiana. I don't think any of these is a passover. I don't think either one of these games or even, I mean, it would either be Miami, Indiana. I don't want Philadelphia. You want Philly?
Oh, with hell Embiid? No. Not with Embiid back. Are you kidding me? We got no chance against them.
No.
Zero chance against them.
So, the thing is this. Cavaliers make it into the playoffs, which they're going to do.
Yeah.
They don't get out of the first round.
Yeah.
You're going to keep telling me how young this team is, or is it time to blow it up?
We'll see. We'll see. How bad do they lose? Do they lose in a 7-game series against Philadelphia? Do they lose in a 7-game series to Miami, or do they get beat by if they get beat by an Orlando or an Indiana in the first round, then yes, then you got to make some major moves.
Well, I keep going back and forth on this. When you get blown out by 20 or more points, you're doing obviously something wrong. Which one irritates you more? Losing consistently by 20 to 25 or losing a close game? If you lose a close game, maybe it's due to a couple of turnovers here and there. You get upset, you get frustrated because you lost, and I get that. But when you continually get blown out by the likes of Miami, Phoenix, Philadelphia, any of these good teams, you're not playing up and down to the level of your competition, and you don't really belong there. And I think it's time for a change.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see. We'll see what they do in these remaining. They've got 2 road games left, L.A. tomorrow, L.A. Sunday. Then they have 3 home games left. All 3 home games are very winnable. Memphis, Indiana, and Charlotte, okay? Mm-hmm. The order of the teams that I want to play, I want of my, if I can get it.
Who do you like?
Orlando. I'd rather play Orlando first above everybody else. Indiana second above everybody else. The Knicks third, and then I want to stay away from Philadelphia and Miami, like you said.
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
Yep.
They'll lose rather easily to Philadelphia or Miami in the playoffs. Yeah. Now, the Knicks, as you said, you would think from learning from last year's disastrous experience, they would play them better and have a chance.
Right.
Indiana and Orlando, I think they can beat either one of those teams in a 7-game playoff series.
Now, the only other downfall on this kind of wanting to blow the team up would be this.
What?
Do you blow the team up or do you look for a different coach?
Both. Right? I think you have to consider both. I'm not saying you do both, but you have to consider it.
Before you blow the team up, would you consider a change at coach first? Or do you blow the team up and say, hey, this guy got to where they're at because he coached well enough with a team that had only had their starting preferred 5 for 25 games on an 82-game season?
Okay, here's what I'll tell you. Has Milwaukee gotten better with Doc Rivers? No. They have a worse record now under Doc Rivers in the games he's coached than they did with Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, but that team hasn't been together as long as this team has.
I understand. I'm just saying he didn't have the impact on them that they were expecting when they made that move. So I don't know if there's a coach out there that's available that could come in and impact the team more than another player could impact the team. All right?
That's
so
fair.
For me, I'm looking at trading one of two guys.
Yeah.
Darius Garland or Evan Mobley.
Fine. But that's fine if you want to say that about Doc Rivers. But if I were in charge of Milwaukee, Doc Rivers wouldn't have been my pick to be the head coach of that team.
The experienced championship coach was available. So, you know, they didn't like the Cavaliers. Remember when the Cavaliers fired David Blatt? They stuck with somebody on the staff and elevated Tyronn Lue. Okay? Well, they elected not to stay with somebody on the staff. They went completely out. So, now, in fairness to him, they do lead the Cavaliers by a game and a half in the Central for the number two seed. So they're doing something right, but not as much right as they were hoping to do at this point in the season. We'll get into all that and much more here on the Kenny and JT Show when we return right after this.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.